Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien has told his players to forget about the possibility of another meeting with Linfield in Europe as they prepare for their third round qualifier in the Europa League tonight. So the Irish champions are in Croatia for a meeting with Rijeka. Tonight's first leg gets underway at 7:45. But should Shells lose, there's a strong possibility of another meeting with the Irish League side. And that game could potentially, for the winner, guarantee a place in the group stages of the Conference Leagues. So Shells have already beaten them in the Champions League. So I think a lot of Shelburne fans are just casting the eye a little bit further than some of the players and the manager at the moment. O'Brien knows all about the focus needed for tonight.
It's going to be a tough game, especially away from home first. So we have to attack that first half. And as I said, four halves of football, I think we said it a bit before now. So four halves of football, first half, you've got to be on guard. You've got to make sure you start. Don't give any chances away. Take that heat that's going to come at the start of the game. Manage yourself into it. And make sure you got a foothold in the game. And when you get possession, make sure you keep it. It's going to be a tough game, especially away from home first. So we have to attack that first half. And as I said, four halves of football, I think we said it a bit before now. So four halves of football, first half, you've got to be on guard. You've got to make sure you start. Don't give any chances away. Take that heat that's going to come at the start of the game, manage yourself into it, and make sure you got a foothold in the game, and when you get possession, make sure you keep it.
There was action last night in the SSE Electricity Women's Premier Division. Bohemians beat Waterford 3-0. Manchester United have bid close to €85 million to sign Benjamin Šeško from RB Leipzig. The 22-year-old Slovenian striker is also subject to an approach from Newcastle. Their bid is thought to be €80 million. John Cleary will remain in charge of the Cork footballers for a further 2 years after he and his coaching team were handed a 2-year extension. Cleary's already been in charge of the Cork footballers for the last 3 years. Cork and Galway go head-to-head this weekend in the Glendimplex All-Ireland Camogie Final. Cork bidding for a 3 in a row, a feat no Cork team has managed since the early 1970s. Sharpshooter Amy O'Connor has been telling Marty Morrissey that her group are embracing the challenge ahead.
I think pressure is like an external factor. We won't put too much pressure on ourselves, and we've had a good year so far. We won the league, we had a good Munster Championship, and then we had a good group round as well, so, and then beating Waterford in the semi-final. So I think pressure will be external, and we'll just focus on ourselves.
Is there a lot of talk of 3 in a row?
To be honest, yeah, like everyone you talk to is talking about it. For ourselves, you know, you have to acknowledge it. It's an unbelievable position to be in, but it's not something we're going to focus on too much. It's another final. Every final you get to, you want to win. So we're not trying to go out and specifically focus on the 3 in a row. We're focusing on the final and trying to win that.
Yeah, that's Amy O'Connor. Great game at the weekend. Live coverage on RTÉ Radio 1, on Sunday Sport and on RTÉ 2 Television. Some sad news yesterday. Former Roscommon footballer Don Colleran, he has died at the age of just 51. He won a Connacht title as a player in 2001 and made a name for himself in recent years in club management. He guided Mike Whelan to county titles in Galway in 2020 and 2022 and helped them win the Connacht title in 22 as well. He was part of the coaching team which guided University of Galway to Sigerson Cup glory in 2021. Our thoughts with his family and his community at this time. Now, today sees the start of the Dublin Horse Show at the RDS. Over 120,000 people set to attend this event between now and Sunday. Over 160 classes competing, 1,800 horses and ponies and their riders competing in those classes. And the venue is going to look a little bit different this year because of the redevelopment work ongoing. So no big stand there. This is, though, the biggest week for Irish show jumping. And Friday, well, it has to be said, is the biggest day for Irish show jumping with the Aga Khan taking place. Michael Blake is the Irish High Performance Show Jumping Manager and he's been speaking to Brendan McArdle.
I suppose a very exciting time when, you know, we do Nations Cups all over the world, but when you head back home, obviously the atmosphere is just something different and it's a place where we always like to do well.
For you, it's all about winning the Aga Khan, isn't it, really?
Well, it is. It's been a few years, obviously. In 2022, we had a good win. In 23, we were runner-up. In 24, we were runner-up. And, you know, we made a few mistakes and we paid for them dearly. And, obviously, I'd like to rectify that this year.
Also, big changes here at the RDS this year. You walked around this morning and had a look at the grounds. Will it be much different in the ring? Will it be any easier or will it be more difficult for the riders?
It won't be easier anyway, that's for sure. I just had a word with Alan there. And what did he think with the building? He thought there was still plenty of space. And I suppose when you go down, you go in the end gate and you look down to the right-hand side, it's completely different. Instead of the stand of people, there's the legs of a stand rising up in the air. Like, And then obviously you have this hedging, and then you have a lot of seats at the bottom. But I suppose, you know, horses jump in different arenas all over the world every week, and I suppose they won't pay any heed to that. But, you know, Dublin is, you know, definitely a stary arena.
Yeah, let's see what that looks like a little bit later. I think they've done a really good job to tidy things up while that construction work is ongoing. Finally, the Irish women's cricket team meet Pakistan later in the first of three T20 internationals. So this match takes place in Clontarf, gets underway at 4 o'clock.
Thanks, Darren. It's 8:44.